And we're back in the saddle again. It's time for the good stuff. I've got a piece coming up, Mike. It's by Jay Snyder, and it's called Four Little Words.
Oh, that sounds good. I wonder what those four little words are.
I bet I'm going to tell you in just a bit. Before I do that, though, the ranchers who were up at dawn herding, feeding, and selling, you know, they read Tri-State Livestock News. It's not for everybody, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life, it is their go-to for resources. Covering all corners of agriculture from grain to gears, it's what real ranchers read. It's Tri-State Livestock News. You can visit tsln.com and learn so much more.
And the Terry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to plan a trip to the Valentine area. Discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. Check out Sandhills Sam. Check it out on visitvalentine.org. All the fun things to do in some wide open spaces.
And like I said, four little words. Four little words have stuck in my mind from a time I was just a small child. There's a good fella, is what he would say, when he talked of the men he admired. I remember those men he talked about. Sure enough, cowboys, tough but kind. They said what they meant and meant what they said. These men are getting harder to find. There's a good fellow, meant he was true to his word. That's all you expect of any man. You know for sure he was proud to meet you by the genuine shake of his hand. There's a good feller, meant you could depend on this man no matter the task. Never got too tough, too cold, or too late for his help. All you need do is ask. There's a good feller, meant he had a light hand, be it with horses or cattle or crew. He spent most of his life learning this cowboy trade, and he'd be honored to teach it to you. There's a good feller, meant don't ask him to do what ain't on a true and honest track. He knows it's easier to keep a good reputation than it is to try to build one back. There's a good feller, meant he's a fair-minded man. He helped write cowboying's unwritten laws. He won't ask you to do what he wouldn't do, yet knows at times the short end you'll draw. There's a good fellow, meant when he was down on his luck, he could still hold his head way up high, 'cause he did his best and gave it his all. He knows with faith and God's help, he'll get by. There's a good feller, just four little words, and their meaning won't run all that deep. But when Dad would use them to describe certain men, you knew they were at the top of the heap. There's a good feller, just four little words. But they're always been favorites of mine. If after my trail's end, my name's brought up, that's a good feller would suit me just fine. By Jay Snyder.
That's a nice one.
Yeah.
Here's a beautiful prayer, it says, from Catherine Davis a while back. I asked God to take away my habit. God said, no, it is not for me to take away, but for you to give up. I asked God to make my handicapped child whole. God said, no, his spirit is whole. His body is only temporary. I asked God to grant me patience. God said, no. Patience is a byproduct of tribulations. It isn't granted. It is learned. I asked God to give me happiness. God said, no, I give you blessings. Happiness is up to you. I asked God to spare me pain. God said, no, suffering draws you apart from worldly cares and brings you closer to me. I asked God to make my spirit grow. God said, no, you must grow on your own, but I will prune you to make you fruitful. I asked God for all things that I might enjoy life. And God said, no, I will give you life so that you may enjoy all things. I asked God to help me love others as much as he loves me. God said, ah, finally, you have the idea. Thank you, Catherine, for sharing that. I do not know the author on that, but we appreciate you sending that into us here on The Good Stuff. And if you have something to send in, Kim, how are you going to do that?
It's so simple. Just go to kimhburge@gmail.com and you can ship it directly to me via email.
There you go. And then keep listening to this great radio station, because you might hear it one day right here on The Good Stuff.